Ventablog here with Asa Singleton, and we're just having a little chat about Bestival. Bestival just passed 2007. There's this remarkable collection of coincidences and happy coincidences that sort of led you to this. I mean, first of all, there's Simon, who's made, you know, the This Is Asa film, this remarkable film. Very moving, and it's a film that everyone that we see is tremendously, well, moved by. I can't think of another way of saying it. Following that, then, I think, didn't...
Rick Sambridge, yeah. Rick's, after Simon had finished editing the film, which I think took him about 2 years, didn't it,
yeah.
In the end, getting all the footage together and putting it in with music, Rick Sambridge sent a bulletin out to all his friends on MySpace of, you know, come and check out this film, this is my mate Asa, come see, you know, what extraordinary life he's led. And, yeah, I was just very moved by it when I saw it and wrote a piece for Ventablog, wanting to encourage as many people as possible to come along to the launch of the video. And John Hughes, one of the main organisers of Bestival, read the article and himself was also very moved by the story and sent through an invitation to for you and your family to be his special guests at Bestival. Which was like, yay, amazing, how fantastic.
So when Simon got there, and it sounds like there's a little bit of delay initially, but as soon as they realised who he is with, it all went smoothly.
Yeah, it was really funny, because Simon, obviously I wasn't there, but apparently Simon spoke to the man on the radio, and John Hugh, the organiser, I think, said, right, get Asa up here, get him what he wants, get him the tickets, get him everything. But apparently the Levellers were next to Simon queuing up to try and get their tickets, and we got theirs ahead of them. So apparently Simon got quite a dirty look off the lead singer. Which is really funny, actually, because I'm a massive fan of the Levellers.
Oh, right.
And then I hear that Simon was able to drive you literally backstage.
Yeah, it's funny, because we were backstage and an Alfa Romeo. It's really funny, Simon found that really funny.
Yeah. Well, I guess I didn't see any other cars. There's cars transiting people in and out, but I didn't see any other cars backstage.
Yeah, I think there were only, like, just massive, big 4x4s.
Yeah.
Just helping, like, bands get about.
And then what was the coincidence? Didn't, was it Aaron Baker was driving one of the vehicles there, and when he drove you to a certain place, there were the Beastie Boys?
Yeah, well, we sort of were watching Madness, and we said, should we go back up? So we got back in the car, we just drove up, and then got out of the car, we stood there for a while. Simon turned around, and he said, I don't believe that. I goes, what? He goes, we stood next to the Beastie Boys. We didn't even recognise them, it's funny.
Well, I guess it's worth pointing out that the relevance of the Beastie Boys is that you're a massive fan of theirs, aren't you?
Yeah, I like, it's the song, oh, no, I can never think of the name of it.
Is that the Sabotage?
Yeah, that's the one.
Which is the one that was the opening track for the film, This Is Asa?
It was in the film, yeah. Right. In the middle, I think.
Right, okay.
So you got out of the car, and then what happened?
Well, obviously, like I said, we were stood next to him, we didn't even realise it was him. So after we realised it was him, we turned around, and we started having a conversation, and just trying to think of things to talk about was hard, because obviously, like...
I guess when you get to meet...
He's asking, like, day-to-day questions, and he's going, like, oh, what do you think of the new low prices at Tesco? You've got to ask him stuff like that. Because obviously they don't do that sort of thing, do they?
And Bestival, how did you find it? Do you find it good?
Yeah, well, it was actually the first time I've ever been. And which was quite funny, really, because the first time I went to go, I got to meet the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
So,
it's quite an introduction.
Yeah, it was good.
Simon was saying before that... He gave them some white trash T-shirts, which they seemed to grab hold of.
Yeah. It was funny, because obviously, like, the first people said to him about it was like, oh, yeah, we got these white trash T-shirts for you. And they're like, oh, okay. And we explained it a bit better, because they were from the Isle of Wight,
right.
Sort of like a thing we had going. So, yeah, but one of the, I think it might have been the keyboard player, come over. He's like, yeah, brilliant. And he just grabbed them all.
So you got to meet each of the members as well?
Sorry?
You got to meet each of the members of the Beastie Boys?
Yeah, got to meet most of them. I think I met all of them, yeah. And then we walked down the road a little bit further after meeting, I think, two of them. and there was Mixmaster Mike. We met him as well. And his, the person was with him and said, oh, we're around tomorrow, so if you come back with one of your albums, we're signing it. I well, I just couldn't really, because obviously I was with my mum and dad.
Mm.
And it was quite a tiring day, although it was good fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
Getting about and be able to hear, because obviously in a lot of noise, it's tricky to hear.
Yeah.
When there's that much volume, does it make it harder to hear?
Yeah. In a room with just us three, it's fine. Because there's no background noise, there's nothing. If I was in a room and we were talking, there are people over there talking, I might struggle to hear you a lot more then.
Right.
Because it's difficult to differentiate.
Because obviously my hearing's, whatever you can hear in the one ear, is trying to pick up all the bits of hearing, obviously. And it's not really making much sense.
Right. You got to meet some of the other artists at Bessel, didn't you?
And very nearly got to meet Suggs, but he was just going on stage, so we just missed him. So that was funny. But we started sort of walking off and going, Suggs! And he's going, I've got to go on stage.
Got his priorities all wrong there, then.
Yeah. But yeah, they were really good, actually, Magnus. I'm glad I've seen them. I like their music.
And how did Best of All compare to Isle of Wight Festival, which I know that you're a big fan of, you've been to many times?
I think they were both good. I wouldn't be able to say one's better or the other.
Mm.
I mean, not. Well, I got to meet the Beastie Boys. That was pretty good.
Awesome, isn't it?
But yeah, they were. I think that I enjoyed both the festivals.
Mm. And you think you go back again next year?
Yeah, I'd like to both go back. Awesome. Yeah, that'd be good. And if I could just say thank you to be able to get me backstage. And thank you to
It's not down to us. It's just down to this. As Simon said, you know, it's this series of coincidences and events that have led to it. And we're just really pleased that it's all worked out really well.
And thank you to John for the tickets as well.
Yeah.
We got to meet. Is it Rob the Bank? Is it?
Rob the Bank.
Yeah. We met him, and it was really funny because he introduced himself to me.
Right.
And he was talking to me, and I was like, oh. Well, he's a really nice bloke, actually. We had a chat with him for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's the figurehead. He's the guy that does all the musical selection there, picks all the bands.
Mm. He's the head honcho, basically, yeah.
So that is even funnier that he that introduced himself to you.
Yeah, it's funny. But yeah, he's a really nice bloke, really easy to talk to.
I understand that you gave the Beastie Boys a few copies of the film.
Yeah, because obviously in the film there's a Beastie Boys track, and we're trying to get clearance for it. And we thought if anybody could do it, we'll also give it to the band who actually sung the song. So, yeah, we was hoping that we might be able to get clearance for the track.
Right. Have you had any feedback from them yet?
Not enough. I'm pretty sure we haven't, though.
I think wasn't the manager something.
John Silver. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of that side of things. Simon does by emails, so he tells me what he does, but I don't know a lot about that.
Okay. Brilliant, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, thanks very much. Glad you enjoyed it.